Now we are going to go to a comfortable place. We have an opportunity to explore the universe within, taking time for ourselves. We honor the soul within us and cultivate the gifts we have been given. This is a call to presence. Bring as much of your attention as possible to the present moment. And realize that relaxation is not something you do. It is the absence of doing. Being free from occupation and resting in yourself. The beauty of existence takes over. Go through the body and release the tension you find there. Start with the feet and the toes. If you need to, tense them and then relax. Tense, relax. To get the contrast necessary to facilitate the process, then do so. But then when relaxed, remain relaxed. Bring your attention up your legs and your midsection, releasing any tension you find. Feeling comfortable and at ease, nowhere to go, nothing to do, just listening to my voice as I carry you through the relaxation. Relax your upper body and your arms, and finally your fingers. Your whole body's just letting go. Feeling full of warmth and relaxed and getting more relaxed. Feel yourself melting into the chair or into the bed or wherever you are. Just release, let go. Relax all the tension in your face. And behind your eyes, just let that fall silent. If there's any mental activity, don't get involved, don't disturb. Just let it rest. If you can hear my voice and you are feeling relaxed and you are comfortable and at ease, we are well on our way to making positive change in our lives, getting to know ourselves, to improve every situation we encounter. There is nothing so tremendous as the treasures inside and the many realms one encounters while there. So now your head and your body, from head to toe, should all be relaxed, unified, and comfortable. And I will count down, and as I count, just let it sink in deeper and deeper. One, One, letting all your cares, all your worries, all your concerns drift away. This time is for you. There's no need to concentrate on anybody else. Just bring all your attention inwards. Two, feel the dissolving of all barriers. Any noise you might hear from here on out simply deepens the silence you feel within. Three, sinking into the warmth and into the slower brainwave patterns, continuing to release not just the cares of today, but the anxieties of tomorrow and the burden of the past. Let it all melt away. Four, allow whatever is happening to continue to happen and to unfold as it will. Five, you've been so busy traveling, such rest you haven't known for quite some time. Six, become aware of the inner currents of your energy. Perhaps you'll hear the small voice within that's often drowned out, and maybe you will see a vision. Whatever happens, it is good. Seven, just letting go and hearing my voice as a link to the world, you know you're safe and everything is as it should be. Eight, maintain awareness even as all body and mind associations cease to hold sway. Be the I am that witnesses all things, inner and outer. Nine, the process nears completion. If you feel a subtle happiness beginning to blossom in your heart, allow it to move and expand. Ten, at rest and at home in the universe. This has always been your home and always will be your home. There is no place that is off limits for you, and no information is meant to be kept from you. Each individual has the right to know their divine heritage and receive the gifts of the heavenly kingdom. Now your body should be completely at rest, as should be your mind. Your consciousness remains awake, and keep listening to the sound of my voice. I will guide you through the next stage of the meditation. Now we're going to reach across time and space to communicate with someone who has died on the physical plane and yet lives on in the astral world. To begin, we must awaken our upper energies. Bring your focus to the center of the forehead, above and between the eyes, and think of the person you're seeking contact with. Visualize what they look like. Maybe you can remember how they smell. If the person you seek is some kind of historical figure, author, or TV personality, focus on however the link was made between you and them. Feel the bond. Now that you have them in mind, shift your attention to the center of the chest and open up your heart. If the person you seek is someone you love, fully indulge that feeling now. Open wide and resonate this feeling out into the universe. This love and the memories will draw them near. After you feel you've sent a powerful signal, it is now time to let go to a receptive state. And be patient, continuing to subtly acknowledge the person you're seeking. At some point, your imagination might start forming words, pictures, or environments. It is important not to doubt yourself in this process, but to allow these images to fully bloom, because this is the common territory between those of us in the body and those of us who live in the astral realm. You may feel the energy of the person you seek superimpose itself upon you. You may suddenly become very emotional, or you may suddenly just feel overjoyed. Or it could be strengthening the bonds of friendship. Allow your own dream body to go into this realm when the territory begins making itself prevalent. Know that you are safe and you can return whenever you desire. It is important to accept that what you are experiencing is possible, and to allow the situation to unfold in whichever way it naturally does, without trying to rush or possess anything. At first, it might all seem too fleeting, but with practice over time, you'll be able to come back to the astral world anytime you'd like. And the interaction capabilities that you have with people on the other side can increase in dexterity to the extent that you never feel separate. The bonds of love are never broken, and nothing truly disappears. Rejoice in this new understanding. We are the bridge between worlds when we understand the higher energies. We can be both here and there. It requires only a shift of attention and a frame of reference through which to transmit messages. The spirits use your language. So even now, while you're listening to this and connecting to somebody out there, perhaps they are showing you a memory. An image comes in your mind of something that has an emotional feeling to it, and that is what they are trying to show you. Perhaps the connection has fully bloomed, and you can even see where you are in a dreamlike landscape, interacting through intention with the one you had in mind. We may bump into somebody we didn't expect. Though we went in search for one person, another may have pressing business to attend to with us. We could even receive a message meant for a friend from the astral realm. They can see those of us upon the earth who are able to receive them. And so they seek the sensitive out and relay information through that conduit. Occasionally, there will be a window of opportunity with someone who doesn't normally perceive the subtle realms, but for some reason, such as listening to the CD, they have been lifted and can now receive a message. Spirits aren't all enlightened, peaceful, and happy. Many of them have the same internal issues that those of us on Earth have. When we pass, our experience goes with us and continues to shape our destiny. When you awaken and sit up and rub your eyes and return to the outer world, you may wish to immediately write down the experiences that you've had in this meditation so they do not fade away. You will remember more in time. Blessings to you.